For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're stepping up pressure on the Senate to pass a spending bill. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
Democrats have a constitutional duty to protect the people of this country, and we hope that they'll step up and fulfill it today.
The House passed a measure that includes $5.7 billion for President Trump's border wall. If there's no deal with the Senate, a partial government shutdown will happen tonight.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security.
A number of agencies are fully funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. That includes the Pentagon, the VA, the Departments of Energy, Education and Labor, and most of Health and Human Services. But workers at an assortment of other agencies would be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Ford is recalling nearly a million F-Series Super Duty pickups for risk of fire in the engine block. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit with more.
The recall only impacts F-Series pickups with engine block heaters. Ford says it has reports of 3 fires caused by water getting into the system, leading to corrosion and long-term to short circuits. No injuries have been reported.
In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. That's roughly half of the U.S. troops stationed there. The president tweeted, "A new defense secretary will be named soon." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Female Mormon missionaries worldwide can now wear dress slacks, according to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The first presidency of the Missionary Executive Council in Salt Lake City revealed the changes for all 407 missions year-round. Sister missionaries in roughly half of the church's missions have been wearing dress slacks during the wet season as protection from mosquito-borne viral diseases since June of 2016. Two other reasons to wear the slacks: staying warm in cold climates, and also ease in them riding bicycles. Sister missionaries must still wear skirts and dresses in the temple and during Sunday worship services. Young women ages 19 to 39 can serve for 18 months as missionary volunteers. Young men can serve up to 2 years. The list for the most mispronounced words of the year is out. The Babbel Language app says many people had a difficult time with the Democrat from Texas,
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Another tongue twister, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was murdered in Turkey. Also, the official language of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther is Isikosa makes the list. And the offensive tackle who helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl is
Haolopulavati Vaitai.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.